When we think of writing about nature and the natural landscape of North America, we think of such icons as Henry David Thoreau and John Muir. They brought the natural world into focus in the 19th and 20th centuries, describing its intricacies and the glories of wilderness. But much of the landscape and wilderness unchanged by humans has disappeared. In its place, if you believe Bill McKibben, we have the end of nature. For the millennial generation, that understanding has overshadowed their coming of age. But that doesn't mean they don't have their own unique and creative way of relating to today's mediated landscape, and in an anthology of essays introduced by Mr. McKibben, they have their say. The book is called Coming of Age at the End of Nature, and today we have another of those essays.
My name is CJ Golding, and I work as a lead organizer with the Natural Leaders Network, training other young leaders to connect their communities to the outdoors. And this is my essay on why I wear Jordans in the great outdoors. I am an African-American natural leader. That phrase is not an oxymoron, but it's also not something that you normally see in the environmental world. In the few years that I have been involved in environmental education and connecting people with outdoor spaces, there have been numerous occasions where I'm the only person of color in the program or the only African American leader. Growing up, there was no one from my neighborhood traveling, hiking, canoeing, or spending time outdoors in these ways unless it was part of a regimented program. But do not misunderstand the meaning behind that statement. Please do not miss my point. I write neither to complain that the outdoor world is an elitist one, nor to lament the disconnect between the world I grew up in and the natural world where I now lay roots. I write to celebrate the amazing opportunity available for me and others like myself to be a bridge between the two worlds. On my feet as I write are Jordan Bred 11s, the only pair of Michael Jordan's brand of sneakers I have ever owned in my life. His sneakers are a status symbol in the neighborhood I grew up in, a memento of importance and significance. Unfortunately, for some people, they hold higher value than food, books, rent, and in some extreme cases, even the life and well-being of another individual. So it makes sense that while facilitating an outdoor youth summit last June at Harpers Ferry National Park in Virginia, an African-American teenage boy stopped me to ask why I was wearing these Bred 11s outdoors. I laughed, because that same question and all the underlying ones that accompany it had been asked of me multiple times that week, and my introspective journey in figuring out that answer led me to write this story. My Jordans are a symbol of the culture I grew up in, the African-American culture, everything that they're associated with. So basketball, my love of basketball, friends, family, being back home. They're also a symbol of me being different when I come into environmental settings. And so they're a reminder that even as I come into this new setting, this new circle, that I shouldn't leave who I am at the door and I should carry it with me. In the years that I've been working in outdoor education or environmental education, majority of my fellow educators are not people of color. And especially for me growing up African-American, like environmental educator, that wasn't a job that I knew about or thought that would be a possibility for me to have in the future. And so for some people from those perspectives, it might be an oxymoron, but in reality, it's something that is out there and that I'm living. I just finished a master's program in urban environmental education. And as part of our program, we explored the nature of the city and nature in the city. So finding ways to connect to the natural things that exist, even inside the concrete structures and systems that we've set up. In my time working as an environmental educator, I've learned that representation means a lot, not only for myself as an African-American leader, but for the youth that I work with. And there's also lessons that I believe can be learned by the environmental field as a whole. And this is how I wrote about it in my essay. I no longer saw the singularity of my skin tone among my peers as a problem, but instead as a megaphone to give weight to the message that as people of color, people from different ethnic backgrounds, the outdoor world is ours to explore as well. And through us, for those who had grown up connected to and educated in the outdoors, we offer the chance to connect to new cultures, to see flora and fauna through the eyes of city kids and people from different backgrounds.
That's C.J. Goulding with his essay, Why I Wear Jordans in the Great Outdoors, from the book Coming of Age at the End of Nature.